Blog Talk Radio. Inheriting a beef and getting caught up in someone else's mess. Inheriting a beef and getting caught up in someone else's mess. Inheriting a beef and getting caught up in someone else's mess. When's the last time you have had this happen to you? Don't tell me that it never happened to you, because there's no such thing as friendship, partnership, loyalty, family without this being a staple. Now, it may not have been as severe or as serious as it may have been for some people at some time, somewhere, with somebody. But I'm sure that somewhere along the line in your friendship, in your family, in your partnership, in your marriage, you have touched this. Because when you love somebody, you show loyalty to them. You show dedication to them. You let them know that this is us against all of them. This is us against the world. I got your back no matter what the situation is. I'm going to hold you down, baby. I'm going to make sure that everything gets taken care of for you. I am true blue. It's me and you. And I am down with us times two. And I don't care whoever don't like it. If you give me the ball and I'm a spike it like I score a touchdown, even if you didn't even make it to score, you're my person, my people, and we gonna make it rock. And then whoever don't like this thing, well, they can take a study job. Anyway, that's how it's going down on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Saturday from 1 p.m. But this time from 3 p.m. till around 4:30-ish. And the reason that we say 4:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is a Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show, and we are talking about inheriting a beef and getting caught up in someone else's mess. How y'all feeling today on this Saturday, man? How are y'all feeling on this Saturday? Personally, I'm feeling like a real man should, but I don't know if y'all can tell by my eyes if they look a little red. It's because I'm tired. I didn't sleep much last night. Y'all know we had the show last night. It ended what? Around 2:30, something like that, in the 2 o'clock hour, and you know, so I only slept till around 8 o'clock, and I, you know, at the crib, I had an issue going on at the crib with my electricity. No, I paid my bill. Don't get me wrong, I paid the bill and everything like that, but something was going on with some outlets weren't working, which meant some appliances weren't working, devices weren't working, and I can't have that. I had to, you know, had to get this thing fixed. So I couldn't do the show at 1 o'clock because I had my electrician come in and check things out. So I said, but I'm not going to skip a show today. I'm not going to try to skip a show any day if I don't have to, and I didn't have to today, so here we are. And we're talking about inheriting a beef. Inheriting a beef and getting caught up in someone else's mess. What y'all know about it? What do you know about being loyal to somebody who may not be as loyal to you? What do you know about being down for your soldier? What do you know about being a gangster to your gangster? What do you know about being a brother to your brother, a sister to your sister, being a son or daughter to your mom or your dad? What do you know about it? What do you know about being ready to ride out? What do you know about being willing to ride out no matter what the circumstances? What do you know about not even caring about what nobody said or what they did? All you need to know is this is my person, and I know them the way that I know them, and whatever they into, I'm into it. What do you know? What do you know about not needing a whole lot of information? All you want to know is where are they and where do we need to go in order to go get them? What do you know about that? Well, we're going to talk about that today. Because there may be times when you were younger when you were ready to ride out with no information. There may have been times when you involved yourself in situations that later on, you lived to regret, or when you found out that the person that you were riding for was probably the person that needed to be rode on. But that's what it is, man. And getting caught up in someone else's mess, we can be talking about the first sentence as far as inheriting a beef, or we can be talking about a whole variety of known and unknown people that we have come across where, yeah, you find yourself up in some crazy stuff and you didn't invite none of that. That is not the road that you were trying to travel. But here we are. Stacy White, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for coming through. Thank you for that super chat. What a super sticker. I appreciate you. Yes, I do. And Robin Ming, what? I almost thought I had to put my... Say what? The originator, down with the original crew, still down with me. You know I'm still down with you. Good to see you. that you are a sight for sore eyes. That's my word. I hope everything is good with you. Stacey White says, so close to home. Hmm. Oh, so you know about inheriting a beef, huh? Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, look at this. Stacey, it says that this is your fifth super chat or super sticker that you have donated to this show. So we want it. Good looking out for you. Cowbell. Give a cowbell. Give a cowbell. Give a cowbell. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you. Mucho. Mucho. Care Bear, thanks for coming on through. And Catface Enthusiast says, I'll send you $50 if you smoke a rock on a stream. I wouldn't smoke a rock in a house. I wouldn't smoke a rock with a mouse. For $50, shit, a rock, a good rock costs you that much. But I appreciate you coming on through. If you're still here, Catface Enthusiast, I ain't mad at you. Maybe you think that you could just give a black person a few dollars and they'll smoke crack for you. But first of all, they have to be willing to smoke crack. Me and my people don't do that. We don't even drink, let alone smoke the crack. But for you, I hope that you find. Oh, man, come on. Wait a minute. Are we frozen? Oh, shit. Are we frozen, y'all? So-called chosen, frozen. Come on, y'all. Come on. Oh. Okay. On my side, it's saying that I'm frozen. So, if I'm good, am I good? Because I'll keep going, but I keep getting a notification asking me if I want to close the app or wait. So I keep pressing wait, but then the notification keeps coming up, and I don't know if it's going to, I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know what it's going to do, but it's still showing that we're at 10:42 on my side. Come on, man. All right. Well, look, I'm going to just go through with it. All right, so have you ever inherited a beef? You know, somebody who you know, somebody who you were close to was beefing with somebody. They had a problem with somebody. They had a conflict with somebody. Maybe they fought somebody. Had a disagreement, an argument, a very very damaging conflict or a different point of view or. Exchange with somebody, and they involved you. They said, well, listen, you know, I don't really rock with them like that because they did me dirty. They did me wrong. They never had no love for the kid. They never, ever had no love for the kid. Well, I don't know, man. This error message, man, this YouTube isn't responding thing is concerning me. It really is. It's concerning me because I don't want them to cut the stream. Wait a minute. I know when I'm using this phone. When I'm using the camera, when I get cut, I can't come back. Now, I don't know if that's the way it works with the phone, but I'm scared to find out. But somebody let me know if we're still taping. Let me know if we're still taping. Let me know if we're still taping. All right. But yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you may have gotten into a situation with somebody, has had a problem with somebody. Maybe you knew the person that they had a problem with. Maybe you didn't. But they may have involved you or given you the green light to be mad at them, just like they're mad at you. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I see we have a call on the line. Oh. Wait a minute. Do we have a problem? We have a caller on the line. Caller with the last numbers 4828. Let me take them. By the way, y'all can call in 319-527-6199. We're going to keep this thing going. Even if I have to restart the app or whatever, we're going to keep this thing going. It's not going to stop. All right, let me see. Caller with the last 319-527-6199. Let me get myself together. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199. You can call in. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock a rock on it. Damn. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and we're talking about inheriting a beef and getting caught up in someone else's mess. Caller with the last numbers 4828. Welcome to the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Thank you for calling in. What's on your mind this afternoon? What's good?
Okay, good afternoon. I did not press one, but I'm here now. It's okay.
Right. You didn't.
No, I was just calling in to listen, but normally I do press one, so it's all good.
It's all good. All right. I know we're having problems on the stream side. You know what I mean? We're having problems on the YouTube stream side, so... I don't know.
It's on my TV. It looks fine to me. It's on my TV.
You can still, okay, no distortion.
Yeah, it's flowing.
All right. Because I can't see.
Yeah.
On my screen, it stopped at 10:42. And the last message that I can see is Catface Enthusiast. Yeah. That's the last message that I can see. So that's where I am with it. So anyway, so in terms of the topic, you know, we're talking about inheriting a beef. You know, being in a conflict with someone that you probably weren't asking for. You may know the person, you may not know them, but someone who you are close to, someone that you care about, somebody that you're down with. Somebody that is related to you or whatever has a problem with someone, and they have expressed to you that they're mad at that person, or they have a problem with that person because that person has done something to them, rubbed them the wrong way, is not of good character, is not the type of person that we could or would consider to be a friend. So, you being the loyal, dedicated, faithful friend, partner, spouse, lover that you are, or family member that you are, You said, oh, okay, they did that? They did that to you? Oh, this is how it's going down? All right, well, then, well, you got a problem with them. I got a problem with them. We may have been in that situation before. Have you ever encountered anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. I am that friend where, you know, if you have a problem with them, or if they have a more, it's more if they have a problem with you, then now I have a problem with them. You understand what I mean? Because I'm pretty laid back, and I tend to have friends that are more animated, so they might have a problem with a bunch of people.
Okay.
You know, it's like, you know, it's like whatever. You don't like them. It's whatever. But if I see, like, I had this one friend. We're no longer friends now, but I had this one friend where, you know, had to do with a guy. She was dating this guy, his ex-girl. All of a sudden, wanted to fight my friend. You know, it went past like cyberbullying. She was threatening her, and so once that was on the table. And my friend can't, well, my ex-friend, she can't fight. She got a big mouth, but she can't fight.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm sorry, what happened? What are we doing? So I automatically inherited that whole beef and showed up like the Gestapo. You know, wherever my friend was, I was too, damn it. You know, so it's also happened with like cousins. I have a lot of little cousins that are like, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years younger than me.
Okay.
So I'm never going to let something happen to them. So I ended up most of my life inheriting their beefs. You know, it's always something. I never really had to inherit it with my brothers, except for one brother. Because like if it was a girl and he didn't want to put his hands on a girl, he was like, stay right there. You know, I'll be right back. The next thing you know, instant inherited beef. So it's definitely happened to me on a couple of different levels.
Okay. Yeah. Now, when you inherit a beef, have you ever been turned off by the beef that you had? Like, you know, when you're younger, you might inherit a beef. And like I was talking about earlier, you may not ask a whole lot of questions and you may not, you know, really care about, you know, what the other side or the ops what they may know about the person that you inherited the beef from. You know, so you may not take a whole lot of things into consideration. All you know is that they want to fight your friend, or they have fought your friend, or they're going against your friend, and it's a bunch of them, or one advantaged one of them to your disadvantaged person that you are defending. And it's not always a situation where you are the victim, or your friend, or the person that you are inheriting the beef from. It's not that they're always the victim. Sometimes they're the aggressor. So they might be telling you how come it's necessary for us to ride on these no good bastards. You know? Like, you know, if you are connected to somebody that may be a bully, like maybe they're a bully, but they're your brother. Maybe they're a bully, but they're your best friends. They're always since the sandbox. Maybe they tried to bully you back in the day, but y'all got cool. You know what I mean? But they back to the, but you know that they have bullying ways, and they may not even be the type that are always truthful. Nonetheless, a ride is a ride, and you're going to take the ride with them because maybe it's never been that severe, but it may have come down to fisticuffs. It may have come down to, you know, well, listen, y'all stay on your side, we'll stay on our side, and everything will be all right. It may have gone a variety of different variations, but nonetheless, you only owe loyalty to one person or one side. And that's who you have to go with. But as you get older, you may scrutinize it a little bit more. Like, listen, I'm too old to be getting into, and I don't mean, you know, to question your age. I don't know how old you are, but what I mean is you may have moved on from the ages and the maturity level and the scrutinization level that you may have been in when you would ride without any information or without knowing anything, you know, without asking any questions. You know, you may just be to the point where you're trying to preserve your peace, preserve your life, preserve your health, and preserve, you know, the continuity of conflictless situations that are going on. You understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So,
well, I do. And mm-hmm. and to answer your question, yes, I've been in that situation. The same situation, like or circumstance I was telling you about with my ex friend. She tends to be a verbal bully. She's a verbal bully, straight out, right? So when she was started messing with the dude, I'm not saying that the ex had a right to bully her because she didn't. You know what I mean? But you know when her boyfriend would be on the phone with the chick, because they have a kid together, you know, she in the background talking shit. Like, first of all, be quiet. Don't nobody need the extra, you know. And then when she's talking, she, you know, she got a hold of what the girl looks like. And, you know, so now she's talking shit about the girl to her boyfriend. And he, being who he is, you know, is probably making jokes or whatever when he's around the baby mom. So now you're fueling the beef. You're fueling the beef. You can't fight. You're fueling this fucking beef.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking shit about the baby mom to your boyfriend. You're talking shit about the baby mom to his sisters. And, you know, sisters can be messy. You know, they start talking about how extra fly the new girlfriend is, my ex-friend, blah, blah, blah. It's just a whole big mess. It got to the point where he had to go down to CJHC. And, I'm sorry, he had to go down to the courthouse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was about to, he's in the streets, let me put it that way. And
okay.
And the baby mom knew that my ex friend was going to be down there to support him. And she said, "Oh well, I'm going to be down there, me and Joe." But basically, she was going to be down there with her brothers. So now I'm sitting there going, I'm not going to let anything happen to my friend. I'll check my friend in private. Like, yo, like, watch your mouth. Like, you're doing too much, that kind of thing. But I'm not going to let somebody just, you know what I mean, get one off on my friend outside the courthouse and then roll out. That's not going to happen, not on my watch. So now it's me and two of my damn sons downtown standing guard. It was just a mess. And so I had the worst. I was so mad about just the whole thing, because I felt like both of these broads let it get out of control over some dude that now neither one of these bitches with. So, excuse my mouth. I'm sorry. I'm just, mm-hmm. I'm, you know. But it's like neither of them are with this dude now. Y'all doing all of this over this dude. It was just a dumb situation. So, yeah, certainly, quite honestly, even when I was younger, I would try to check my cousins, like, yo, try to defuse these situations before it escalates into something huge. You know, try to teach them how to do that. Did it work? Sometimes. But, you know, when you're younger, you've got all those pubescent hormones going on, everybody's looking off or whatever. So sometimes it was unavoidable when you're younger. But definitely as I got older. Yeah, I'm sorry. Certain situations put a bad taste in my mouth. And I will try to, you know, help the person that's close to me prevent it from exploding. But still, I've inherited beef, you know, unintentionally.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. Yeah.
Listen, from a young age, I've experienced inheriting beef from people. And the worst thing about it is when you don't know that you've inherited the beef. I don't know if you've ever been part of a beef that you weren't aware of, that you weren't made aware of up front. But that's about the worst beef that you could possibly be in. When
I just went through this past fall with that same ex-friend. With that same ex-friend. I didn't even know I was in a beef with her family. I was like, what? Because we're not friends anymore now. Y'all got a beef with what? It was crazy. I didn't even know.
And that's when it comes, that's when we get to the other part of this, which is being caught up in someone else's mess.
Mm-hmm.
See, if I decide to take on a beef for you, from you, if I decide to partner up with this beef with you, that's on me. I made that decision.
Yeah.
I did that.
Right.
But if it's a situation where you done went and stole something from these cats, fought somebody, bullied somebody, hurt somebody, turned off from somebody, like you done went around the ops way and called them a bunch of pussies, then ran back around here like nothing ever happened.
Play two against the middle.
That whatever it is, you didn't stand in the beef and you didn't inform the crew or me, you know, that like, yeah, if you ever with me when we go around that playground, you know, where we shoot balls sometimes, keep your head on a swivel. Yeah, you may not have said anything. So they roll up on us and, you know, and they ready to ride. They ready to, you know, get into pugilistic activities. And you're like, what the hell? Like, of course, I'm going to defend myself and I'm going to defend you and we're going to make sure everything is okay. But, you know, why are they so mad? And you may have, I don't know if you've ever had a friend, a cousin, a brother or somebody close to you that try to act like, I don't know what's going on. Lying more. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you being pulled more into this mess, and this is how you get caught up in somebody else's mess. Now they got a problem with you. They probably never knew you before. Or you might have had friends in their crew or on that side or you know, dealing with that conflict. You may have been cool before because you was definitely a neutral party. But now you've inherited that beef, and now you caught up in their mess because now they have to look at you like, well, when we rolled up on him, he fought us with him, or she fought us with them. And don't get me wrong, y'all. This doesn't always have to come down to violence. It can just come
right
from bad feelings, which can limit opportunities that you had. You know, like you might be wondering, like, what? You mean to tell me I can't get a job at that Burger King? Like, who has had a problem getting a damn job? Like, maybe my funds are low or whatever. You know, I just need a job right now. I can't. I put in an app at Burger King. I ain't get hired at Burger King. Why? Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, yeah, you know, Burger King, they fast food, they hire anybody. When they ain't hire me. Yeah, they hire you because maybe you used to mess with somebody that was there or you know somebody that worked there and they made sure that I didn't get a chance or somebody associated with me didn't get a chance to work there because of you. You know, so it might not be safe for me to order a burger and fries there. You know what I'm saying? Like, make sure you keep your eyes on. Don't go through the drive-thru if you get a burger and fries from there. You know, you gotta make sure your shit didn't get sprinkled with some extra special
sauce.
Well, anyway, but yeah, you caught up in somebody's mess, and you may want to squash the beef. You may wanna smooth out things. You may wanna take the diplomatic approach, but you can't really do it because first of all, you didn't know that you was caught up in it. Now that you found out, it may be too late. It may look like you're trying to pull a fast one or something like that because they can't trust you. You running around here with somebody who does this old shady shit and that does this old, you know, backhanded, throwing rocks, hiding hands, lying, you know, pitting two people up against each other and all that. Yeah, they just bad money, but they just happen to be your cousin, one of your favorites. They just happen to be your baby brother. You don't have a choice but to defend them. Mommy and daddy going to whoop my ass if I come home because I didn't whoop ass for you. So, yeah, caught up in somebody else's mess. It's not a good look. It's not a good look. And And as you get older, you really, really try to move as far away from this kind of stuff as possible, because you start to see how serious this stuff can get. Even if you just see it in the media, there's a reason that rappers like Tupac and Biggie Smalls are no longer here. If we didn't take any lessons from their lives while they were here, we should at least take a lesson from their death. You know, it doesn't really matter who was right and who was wrong. Plenty of people, not just them, people around them got hurt. People around them got killed. Why? Because they inherited the beef and they got caught up in somebody else's mess. And now they're gone, and some of the people that were associated with them are gone as well. So yeah, it is that deep. It is that serious. I mean, you can be put in dangerous situations that are easy to get into and hard as hell to get out of, almost impossible to get out of. Things that the court system can't fix, and things that surgeons can't fix either. And that's not where you want to be. Especially when we get older, you start to value your life more. No, I ain't riding. I ain't just riding for nothing. You going to tell me the goddamn truth, or I'm a ride on right. You. You know what I mean?
Right.
I might have mm-hmm. to whoop their ass, but you getting your ass whooped too. So it's going to look like I served you to them. It's going to look like I threw your lying ass to them damn hyenas. You know what I mean? But
yep.
it's not a good look. So, yeah, getting caught up in somebody else's mess can, I consider that to be what happens when you didn't even inherit a beef. You just got, you were guilty by association. You're guilty because you were walking with somebody. You're guilty because you are linked up with somebody. You're guilty because you go with somebody, marry somebody from, you a Hatfield, and you didn't know that they had beef with McCoy. You a Hatfield from all the way over the West Coast. You know, came over here to West Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, whatever. You know what I mean? You ain't know. You know, you're visiting family, you're getting shot at, and potentially ran off the roads. And what's going on? That's how y'all get down. I need to go back to the Bloods and Crips where it's safe. Y'all tripping over here.
When you get older, you find yourself telling your people, like, listen, if I got to come down there, you know, then you start your sentences off like that. Or if I have to kick somebody's behind, you know, I'm going to come see you, or it's going to be something. Though I don't want to have to dot, dot, dot. That's what happens as you get older, because by that time you're used to inheriting other people's beefs and you're not trying to hear it. You know, you made a good life for yourself, or put yourself in a position where, you know, you're comfortable and you don't have a lot of drama around you, but you know certain cousins or siblings or friends always draw trouble to them. So now you got to let them know. You got to set guidelines. If this, then that.
Yeah. They'll
be like, I'm good. I don't even be messing with so-and-so. I don't even be down north no more. Or whatever. You know, lying. You just
lying.
Told them on 12th and stuff. Go ahead. You just saw them on 12th and Susquehanna yesterday, but they didn't see you. They're right in front of the Crown Fried Chicken. You know what I mean? But they lying, looking you right in the face. I don't even be down there. You're like,
I don't
all right, if I got to be
down there. I don't know what they mad at. Let's do this. You know what? I'm going to go for the low-hanging fruit on this one.
Uh-huh.
I'm going for the low-hanging fruit. You know how many big brothers and favorite cousins have went and took care of boyfriends for their sisters, aunts, cousins? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He put his hands on me and he said you was a punk and blah, 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 blah. Okay. Yeah. So you go put hands on her. You go put hands on this dude like, yo, man. You know, I don't care, you know, what kind of situation y'all got into, what argument y'all got into, or whatever. That's my baby sister. That's my favorite cousin. She like a sister to me, or whatever. You ain't gonna be putting your hands on nobody, so I gotta handle this. All right, sis. You ain't gotta worry about him no more. Now, hold on. First, you may not have handled it with violence at first. You may have given him a chance. Like, all right, I'm going to go talk to him. Let me go talk to this dude. Let me go see what's good. You went and talked to him. You know, he seemed like he is who he is and what he is. He might have seemed like he was all right, but he complied. Like, nah, man, he ain't like that. You know, I love your sister. I love your cousin. You know what I'm saying? I would never do nothing to hurt her. It's just that, you know, she be tripping sometimes. You might not be trying to hear that. Like, yo, don't tell me that she be tripping sometimes, because this is going to make it seem like you just trying to throw me off and get me on your side. So don't do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, you walked away from the situation. You said, well, listen, sis, you know, I talked to the boy. Yeah, I straightened it out and everything. You know what I mean? Let me know if he start acting funny again, and we'll handle it a different way. But for right now, everything should be all good. You ain't know that your sister be poking the bear. Your sister be on some bullshit. Your sister likes to see men get mad. You ain't know that your baby cousin like to get men jealous and have them fighting over on some Popeye and olive oil bullshit. And she says things to push his buttons. You ain't know all of that. So the next time she comes back to you, like, yeah, and he said he don't care about you, and I can go get you, and all of this old stuff, and blah, 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 blah. Now you go fight the dude, beat him up, whatever, you know, you handle that situation. Now you are fully caught up. I don't know if you caught on to this, but you're fully caught up in this, in her mess. And she's messy. She's messy as hell. And you don't even notice this side of her. But, yeah, she messy as hell. You done went and beat her up or whatever. I mean, beat her boyfriend up or put hands on him. You done definitely physically handled the situation. And you like, all right, well, y'all broken up and all of that. You know, like, if he starts stalking or anything like that, you know, just let me know. And we'll further handle the situation. She going back with the dude because she loved the boy, and you know, she ain't never really want you to do nothing except for bring you closer to him. I mean, I'm sorry, bring him closer to her. That's all she really wanted to do, but she ain't tell you that. She got you caught up in this mess. She got you emotionally invested in all of this. You worried about her safety and her well-being, her emotional state. Meanwhile, you was just a pawn in this whole thing, caught up in her mess. And she not only back with the dude, she pregnant by him. They planning on getting married soon.
Oh, gosh.
And it's like, man, it is what it is. Caught up in this mess.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it can get worse. Oh, I got another example where, yeah.
No, I don't need no more examples, because I legit, my cousin dated this guy. He's a boxer. Okay. My last name starts with a J. And, you know, she didn't tell me she was poking the bear. She had me, you know what I mean, go out and regulate and get all up in the dude's face. Because, you know, I don't care that he's a boxer. I can box too. It's whatever, right? She didn't tell me she was busting out his car windows, you know, flattening his tires, smacking him in the face. And daring him to hit her, he gripped her up because she was smacking him in the face and doing dumb shit. But all I know when the story comes back is that he gripped her up, mm-hmm. and then said, "I don't care about your cousin and blah blah blah." Well, oh, you don't? Oh, you gonna learn today? Of course, that's my response, because I don't know she was poking the bear. That's why I said trigger alert. And by the way, they have a whole daughter. After all the bullshit, they have a whole daughter. A whole daughter. Man. I don't know what example you're about to give me, but I'm sure I got a cousin for it.
All I'm saying, it could be a situation where you let you showed you unification, you rode out, you made threats, you may have even physically handled the situation very well, to the point where they like, oh yeah, this is a formidable foe. And, you know, so they are officially the ops, officially the enemy, officially somebody we ain't down with. It's us against them. Then you see part of your us with them, palling around, playing games with them. You know, oh, nah, well, you know, they actually all right. They cool. You know what I'm saying? But I'm always keep my eye on them because blah, 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 blah. Like, wait a minute. You ain't had no... You see this cut under my eye? That's because of... Wait a minute. What? Oh, y'all cool now? How? How? They was the worst thing that ever happened since Satan. They was the Lucifer to your Saint Peter. What? Oh. You got to be kidding me. For what I did with them, I can't be cool with them. They my worst enemy than yours. You shaking hands, hugging, and talking about how we used to be, how we used to not like each other. Yeah. Caught up in somebody else's mess. So you got a permanent enemy. They got a short term. Oh, well, you know what? But, you know, we squashed the beef. So, you know, I can tell them that, you know what I mean? You could, no, man, get the fuck out of here. Ain't nobody trying to, you know. Like, yo, you got to be kidding me. They get you all emotionally invested in they mess, man. You caught up in somebody else's mess. But now they want to be cool. They want to be friends. And that's all they wanted in the first place. They just wanted to be friends. They was mad and upset about rejection. They just wanted to share lunchbox peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That is a man caught up in somebody else's mess. No, we can't go around there no more. Oh no, that's yeah. We me and her still together, but I can't come over a house no more. Yeah, I can't come around the house no more. You know, I'm not welcome in the house. So even if we get married, I can't go back in the house. I'm not allowed in my baby mom's house no more. Because she was beefing with her mom. She was beefing with her mom. And, you know, I had words to say in defense of my baby when we was together. And, yeah, anyway, when I go pick up my child from over there, I got to...
Wait outside in the car.
Yo. They gotta bring the baby to me. I'm not allowed on the porch. If the ring camera see me, I could be back upstate. You know that kind of thing.
Sean, go to your daddy. Your daddy outside.
I'm no longer welcome. No longer welcome around there. On Franklin Street. I can't go there. I can't go there. So, but yeah, getting caught up in somebody else's mess. Getting caught up, you know, inheriting a beef. You can inherit a beef from anybody. You can inherit a beef from your parents. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen a situation where parents have had problems with their nuclear family. Like your parents got a problem with your grandparents. Nasty shit. Nasty work. Disgusting work. Yeah. Yeah. Nana and mommy, my mom and my mom, big mama. Yeah. Well, My uncle got to come and get me to take me over my grandma's house. And I'm only allowed to stay there for a certain amount of time. Because my grandmother loved me. But there was a time when, you know, my grandmother almost turned off her love for me because I inherited the beef from my mama or my daddy. Yeah, that's ugly. That's ugly, nasty, disgusting work. But unfortunately, it happens.
Well, it's worse when you inherit it between the parents. So, like, if you're a child caught in between your mother and your father, now somehow you're part of their beef too. And, you know, if either parent thinks that you are swayed in the other direction, now all of a sudden, you know, you're the ox on both sides. You know, that's a sticky situation.
Yeah, man. No, you ain't cut me off. I mean, listen, I could go on for days about this inheriting a beef thing, but I'm gonna say this, and I hate to say this, I have never inherited. Let me watch what I say, because I'm about to mess it up. I was about to say I've never inherited a beef that was worth the beef that I inherited. There was always some misunderstanding, but I can't say that. So what I will say is this. In 90% at least of the beef that I've inherited, they weren't good beefs. They weren't, like, my side was wrong. Real shit.
Including school? Have you ever inherited a beef at school? Where your friend, or, you know, had a problem with a teacher, and then somehow you inherited their beef. You including that too?
Nah, I don't think I ever had any school beef. But
you know what I'm talking about, right?
I do. And you know what? I'm lying. I did have beef in high school, and that beef wasn't right. My side was. Let's just say people have gotten me caught up in some bullshit. Let me just say that.
Mm-hmm.
The times when I didn't inherit the beef, when I didn't take on the beef, those were the times when I was actually right. I mean, when my side was actually right. For example, my godparents lived across the street from me. Now, they weren't my official godparents. We didn't go and, you know, do the baptismal or anything like that. But you know how when you are an impressionable young child and everybody loves you, you know what I mean? And they be fighting over who going to be the godparents like they used to do back in the day. No, I'm the godfather. No, me. Well, I don't know. I remember my god family across the street. They got into an official beef in 1978 with the family that lived on the corner, and they were a crime family on the corner. So my god family wanted my mom to take on the beef of the crime family. The thing is, it wasn't safe. They had already been fucking with my mom. You know what I mean? So my mom is like, well, I got three young children. So are y'all, and I'm not from here. I'm not from Philly. Y'all are. So what am I supposed to do when they, you know, start terrorizing me and all that kind of stuff? Because they was about that life. And my god family mom, because the mother of my god family wasn't actually my god mom. It was her son that was my godfather. So I never really had a godmother. Anyway, so her and my mom, they had a falling out. Because my mom wasn't accepting that beef. She already had beef with them. And they Now, they wasn't riding for my mom when they was breaking in our cribs and, you know what I mean, all that old nasty shit. My God family wasn't riding for my mom, but they want her to ride for them. Like, it wasn't really making no sense. So now the mother of my God family and my mom are not speaking. Now, I'm 8 years old, and that's my God family. And my mom is telling me I can't go over there no more. So what do? My ass is running over there every time I think my mom not looking. You know how many ass whoopings?
You need to go. Listen,
I think back on that shit, and I think about how disloyal I must have seemed to my mom. But at the same time, she understood, like, that's like me taking him away from his brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? And he don't understand. No. So that he's not outright going over there like it's sweet. He's sneaking over there. But my mom, you know how the parents always have the bedroom facing the street? Like, how do you catch me every time? Is that what you have? Did I have a bell on? You know what I'm saying? So I think a few times my mom ain't even see me. She just knew. Like, so you over there? I told you not to be over there. And I'm like, but John was, and we were supposed to be going bowling and. Cause she didn't have no problem with the friend. I mean, with the kids. She had a problem with the mom, and they was teenagers. They was older than me. But anyway, make a long story short, my mom was right. She was right. You know what I'm saying? It was hard for me to take on that to inherit that beef, but my mom was right in that situation. They was wrong. They was dead wrong. So they didn't look out for her. And that was a hot summer, man. That shit was crazy. They was shooting at each other. It was war.
What?
My God family. Yeah. My God family peoples from out West Philly and down Virginia and all that. They was coming. It was, that summer was hot. And you know, when you 8 years old, you know how long the summer seems? You know what I mean? Like, summers go by like a week when you get older. But when you a kid, summer vacation is like half a year. That's how long it takes. So it was something going on every day. That conflict was bad. I would be over there, and the family, the crime family, they would just be called. You know, this was way before cell phones were popular. So they would just call and be hanging up, calling and threatening, calling and breathing on the phone, calling, and the phone would be ringing nonstop. So it was kind of scary to be over there too. And even though I didn't inherit my mom's beef, guess whose beef I did inherit? My God family's beef. Think about it. I'm down with them. I'm sneaking over there to be with them. So even though I'm only 8 years old or whatever, and I could be excused from the beef, was I really?
Were you?
They didn't hurt me.
That's scary.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That wasn't a good look. So inheriting a beef and getting caught up in someone else's mess, It can have deadly consequences. It can have fatal consequences. Just like I saw where Robbie Robb was talking about how, you know, it came down to fatal consequences in a situation that she was part of. Yeah, it this shit happens, man. It's not a good look. It's not a good look. But you can get caught up in this just like you can get caught up in anything. And next thing you know, heads can be rolling. Am I clear on y'all? Can, like, on y'all stream, am I clear? Because I'm
on my TV, you're fine.
All right, because I think the Wi-Fi, maybe my Wi-Fi is maybe my internet is doing some interesting shit. Because now my app on this phone is freezing too. Look, let's see. Yeah, I got the freeze message. Freeze. So I don't know.
But it's flowing on my TV. And I can see everybody's comments, and everybody else said that it was fine.
All right, cool. Good looking, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show and the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We do this every single day, every single day, every single day, every single day. So hit the like button, share the show, subscribe to the channel. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody gonna ask you for money or nothing like that just because you subscribe to the channel. I mean, or just because you hit the like button. It's okay to like it. It's okay. I promise. I promise. You know what I mean? Promise. Share the show. All right. So that's what we're working with. You know, when we start talking about inheriting a beef. Now, one of the scariest things out here is when you don't know somebody very long or very well, and they try to get you to inherit their beef out the gate. I don't know if you've ever joined a club or an organization, and they already telling you who the ops is. Now, I mean, you like, my first day? My first day?
Not a club, but at a job, yeah. At my current job, I've been there almost 2 decades, and I remember when I first got there, it was my first day or two, and by the end of the third day, lines were drawn. I was like, what the hell? And so whoever you were cool with meant that you were inheriting a beef with this other, you know, with these other people. And I was like, what the hell is going on? It's wild. It's wild.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And it can mess up your chances at promotions and things like that.
Oh, my gosh. Especially, you know, this happens a lot on union jobs. You know what I mean? Us against the union, against management, and all that. They keep that conflict going way past when it needs to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, yeah, this supervisor ain't shit. This manager ain't shit. The one, the good supervisor, the good manager that they had, they fired them, and blah, 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 blah. You know, that was the one that was letting the union do whatever the fuck they wanted to do. It's just sacrificing their job, you know. But yeah, jobs definitely do it. Clubs definitely do it. Friends definitely do it. Like, oh, you know, we didn't know each other 2 weeks ago, but now we're best friends. And I got a ride for you. And of course, why wouldn't I ride for you? I mean, you know, people get married. They get married and pregnant, you know what I mean, in 2 weeks. Shoot. It don't take 6 weeks to know somebody is your best friend. You know, I'm gonna start kicking that shit. So, you know, they be saying it don't take no man years to know if he's met the woman that he wants to marry. All right. Well, nah, it don't take 52 weeks to know if somebody is your best friend or the best friend you ever had. You should know if they're your good friend or not. Not exactly the same, is it? Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Since we are, to use a statistical, mathematical term, since we are extrapolating the probability of our friendship, we are already linked. You know what I mean? We done been through all of this shit together. Haven't we? Yet? Haven't we yet? I swear, man. People get you caught up in all of the mess. It's like I don't know. Has this ever happened to you? You ever go shopping with a shoplifter who didn't tell you that they was a shoplifter?
Oh. I ain't saying no names, but it rhymes with prom. And this person got caught at the door, and they was like, "Yo, we gotta check your bags." I was like, "I'm going to the car."
God, man.
Yo, no, no. The industry that I work in, you can't have a record. I'm a mandated reporter. Like, I can't, you know. So you're gonna have to explain those extra Oreos on your own. I can't do it for you. I can't do it. I'm not inheriting that beef. Nope. Nope. Not good. But I'm your nope.
Yo, this shit
I put
is
money
so
on your
real.
Books, though. I put money on your books. That's it.
Yo! Steely! You up in the mall, you up in the Macy's, John Wanamaker, Straw Bridge and Clothing, whatever. They stuffing and shit. And you like, what the fuck? Oh, yo. Shoplifting is not something you can do on your first day. You have to be experienced. You got to know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? It can't be like, oh, they were stuffing. I'm a stuff. Like, no. You actually went there with money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Oh, my God. At the precinct, cold chilling, waiting for our parents at the precinct. Down in what's the youth study center. Like, all I know is I ain't take nothing. I ain't take nothing. We get this straightened out when my mom come. I know I'm getting my ass whooped, but I don't care. I mean, look, I ain't steal nothing. I ain't steal. Yeah, that kind of shit. So that's just as bad as walking through a neighborhood with somebody didn't tell you that they had major beef with and that they was major enemy with. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, and at least it'll be okay, or it'll be a better situation if you totally don't know anything, like you didn't know they stole nothing. Because it's not a very good situation if you found out that they stole something and you like you just didn't get out of the store in time. Like, so you said
you see the comments?
Let me see.
Comment just came across my TV screen. And it says,
I got my work ID in my pocketbook that she bought. Oh, shit. Lori. Old Lori said, with my government work ID in my pocketbook that she borrowed.
Oh, my gosh. I would have a whole meltdown.
Man.
Like, she stole from me, too.
Right? Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So government ID?
Mess around and have a criminal record. For what?
Mm-mm.
For what? What a hole to have to dig yourself out of. But, yeah, the shit happens. You know what I mean? You done became good friends with Sticky Fingers over here. You know, forget about Cleopatra. Forget about Cleopatra. You with Kleptopatra. With Kleptopatra. Yo, man.
Oh.
Yeah. Caught up in someone else's mess. Relationships. Family matters. Marriages. You know, when it comes to matters of the heart, man, you can easily find yourself caught up in somebody else's mess. But, you know, I think it's really interesting how social media gets people caught up, how people voluntarily get caught up in all of these celebrities' mess and take it quite personally. And I'm like, you know they're getting paid from this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
People get mad passionate about it. Like, no, Sierra and Russell Wilson, you know, they right. And, you know, and people need to stop talking shit about her. Because if her husband ain't have a problem with her being naked, then nobody else should either. I'm like, what about God? Does God want her to wear that dress? Does he? Does he? I'll bet you the Virgin Mary gets that dress. I'll bet you.
It ain't none of our business.
Russell Wilson is not a sucker. He's a good man. Y'all should be like Russell. You should be like Russell. Well, you, if he was such a good man, why you get cut from the Denver Broncos?
Oh, my God.
Answer me that. Answer me that. I'm just saying. The biggest contract ever cut. They gave that man. That team's going to be fucked up for the next five years. Why? Because they got bit. But it ain't all Russell Wilson's fault. But he is quarterback. So.
Listen, yeah. Their relationship ain't none of our business.
Oh, yeah? Tell it to my Facebook, Instagram, probably other platforms that I don't use, Twitter. Whether it's Russell Wilson and Sierra or Jay-Z and Beyonce or J-Lo and whoever she decide to marry this month or P. Diddy and whoever he undressed and you know, whoever he incorrectly involved himself with I was talking about this Biggie and Tupac thing earlier. They've been both gone over 25 years. They've been gone that long. And people are still going back and forth about who was right, who was wrong, which crew was better. And I'm like, a whole East Coast versus West Coast beef. Evidently, those West Coast cats took things way more personally and seriously than the East Coast cats did. Because, I mean, we was in that shit, but we fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, I think we saw through more Tupac bullshit than the West Coast. The West Coast let him switch. Listen, man. Anyway, we get caught up in other people's mess. And social media will have you caught up in, you know, what's better between. They have you beefing with Lil Meech against Tyreek on Power. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what are we doing here? What are we doing? But you get caught up in somebody else's mess at work. You got coworkers. You might have a good or best friend at work, and you caught up in their mess at work. So you sack, just like you was talking about earlier, how it, you know, certain things can cost you promotions and opportunities for advancement. You wondering why your reviews are not as good as they should be, and how come you've been working somewhere for 3 years, I mean, you ain't moved up in salary but like 30 cents. Yeah. Because you're caught up in somebody else's mess. So you're good enough to maintain a position at this job. But until you get your shit together and start learning how to grow up and be independent and separate yourself from a negative element and that follower mentality, and we ain't advancing you. We give you what we have to give you. Nothing else. Nothing more. That's it. You won't get the bare minimum. So you got 10 cents more an hour, 1 year, Then they hit you off with 15 cent. And now you done hit the big time and they done added on a quarter. Feeling it? 50 cent for 3 years. You know what I'm saying? And Jobs have actually done that shit, that atrocity that I just spoke of. Yeah, they've done it.
Yes.
You know, like, yep. Yo, you was making $7.25 minimum wage when you started working here. But now look at you. $7.75, baby. You winning. We about to get on the body here, man. Let's get on the body. Excuse me. Listen, I appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you mucho. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs.
No problem. It's a good topic.
I appreciate you saying that. Sorry, chat, that I couldn't participate a little bit more. Jaden Cardenas. Lori Page. That was the bulk of the conversation. Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you have
Emily.
Channel, yeah.
Somebody named Emily, somebody named Jaden, somebody named Laureen.
Oh, damn, I miss Emily. Yeah, it was Emily's birthday yesterday. Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it, Emily. What's going on, M-E-M? I hope it was great. I hope it was spectacular. All right, y'all. All right, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 9th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Nikki Kegler. Happy birthday to you. And also Arshella V. Parham. Happy birthday to you. And Deion Johnson, turning 43 years old today. And Corinne Davis, turning 38 years old today. And Belinda Lynn, turning 63 years old today. And Yella Cruz, turning 37 years old today. And Christine Floyd, turning 46 years old today. And James Jones, turning 68 years old today. And Vaughn Bird, my man Vaughn. Happy birthday to you. And also Selena Balmer. Happy birthday to you. And my girl, down with the Urban Therapy with Sun Movement, all the way going back to the 2012. Alicia Harris turning 59 years old today. Yay, 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 yay. And last but not least, my man, go get her, my mellow, my man, Kevin G. Dukes Sr. Happy birthday to you, my brother. I'm going to say happy birthday to all of y'all, and I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious March 9th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. Thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man. Getting caught up in somebody else's mess, inheriting beef are the kind of the things that can get your knots on your head and have your teeth knocked out of your mouth. And it doesn't always have to get physical, but sometimes the long-term effects, the emotional long-term effects, the professional long-term effects of inheriting beef and getting caught up in somebody else's mess. All I can really say is, yo, choose wisely. Everybody who, if you're dealing with somebody who constantly has problems with somebody, is always at war with somebody, always always on that us against them, me against them. They don't like me because they jealous. They be hating. Come on, man. Come on, man. It's not too hard to find the key to unlock people like that. Some people just can't deal with having peace. They have to have the devil. They may not need God in their lives or even invite that, but they're going to keep a devil around because that makes them always look like they are trying to do good and somebody else is just trying to do bad for them. It's really a protective mechanism. But you ain't got to do that. And I suggest you don't. I advise strongly against it. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. for another Urban Therapy with Sun show. So please hit the like button. Please share the show. And please subscribe to the channel. You know how it goes. And I'm a holla back. Wait a minute. Let me do this. Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side.